Rava. The Tzara Shava of the Mishnah is coming for the case of Borham is Galgel Baragli Adam of Ragli Behema. And the Gemara works out the case. And as the Gemara runs through the Shaka Vitaria, the Gemara presents what's the case, what is the case, Idem Afkirinu, if this Takala, the person was Mafkirit, Bengal Rabim Gishmuel Hainu Bor, so it's a straight bor, what's the need for Tzara Shava? And on the other hand, if it's Loaf Kirinu, then the Gemara asks further, L'shmol da'amar kumbar l'manu hainu bor. L'olam da'af Kirinu, says Gemara, and tells us why you need a tzad shava. It's not exactly bor, because by bor it's mice of garmulo, and here it's a mice of garmulo, as we were masbir yesterday. You need something that comes after what you did to be machshir, the hezek, after your pshia sakriya. Therefore you need shor yochiach, and you have a tzad shava. In terms of the pshat of the Gemara in the case of Afkirinu, that's how the Gemara sets it up. So it's a diuk over here, it's a diuk earlier, it's really a diuk later as well. But so far we've only seen two of the ukimtas in the Gemara. The question is raised by the Achronim, why does the Gemara say over here that the case is Afkirinu? Similarly, in the earlier ukimta that we saw with Abaye, that it was a case of Avnas Sakinam Aso that blew off your roof, the Gemara says, Ga'olam da Afkirinu. What if it would be lo afkirinu? Why couldn't it still be the same basic pshat? Why does it have to be afkirinu? So the easy way out is to say, because the Gemara doesn't want to enter into the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. After all, if it's lo afkirinu, then you have Shitas Rav, who says that it's mishor olamadnu. However, you explain mishor olamadnu. However, there's a possibility that the Nachas David raises, that maybe the Gemara could not have said that the case is lo afkirinu. What does he say? Because if it would be a case, in other words, what would be the question? The question would be, let it be lo afkirinu, and we're going to go according to what shita? Who's shita? Shmuel. Shmuel holds that even a takala that you are not mafkir, it has a din of what? No. What does Shmuel hold? Miboro Lamadnu. So in other words, so if it's going according to Shmuel, so the question was Hainu Bor, and the answer will be the same answer. It's Lo Dami Labor, because Bor is Mais of Garmelo. That's our Ukimta, and the earlier Ukimta, Ma Labor Shekain, and Kochacham Urbo. So why does the Gemara end up saying that it's a case of Afkirinu? If you're going to go with Shmuel anyway, so the same way that you're coming onto a tzad shava, because it's an imperfect analogy to bor by itself, because of these distinctions. So the same way you're saying that by afkirinu, you could say it by lo afkirinu. That's our diuk. Comes the Nachas David and says something very interesting. What are you going to say? It's not exactly like, it's a case of a takala that fell off your roof, the first ukimta, and it was something you were not mafkir, but it's lo dami lebor, because it's koch acha ma'urabo. Says the Nachas David, or in our case, it's not exactly like bor, because it's not mice of garmulo. But what happened? It went now to a new place, a new location. The ruach took it to the ground, or the ragli adam, ragli behema, kicked it. It ended up going to another location. But now, it's still your mum. Right? You weren't mafkirit. So in the new spat, you have a responsibility to misalik your takala. So to the extent that right now you have a responsibility to remove the takala, so there's nothing about this that's different than every bor. What are you going to say? It's not like bor, because bor is in kochacham urbo, this kochacham urbo. Yeah, kochacham urbo is when it came off the roof to land. But now it landed. And now it's still your mamon, and now you have to remove it because it's a takala. So right now it became a takala anew through your not removing it, and that's not called kochacham urbo. Kochacham urbo is getting it to this spot, but now it's in this spot, and now you have a new responsibility. If you will, you have a new kriyas habor, right? Just like we had the case of Daf Memches. If you have a shor that digs a bor in your reshus, and you should fill up the bor, and you didn't, So that becomes the equivalent of what? Keman v'karya dami. So basically, why do I care what was before? That originally came off the roof with the Ruach Mitzuyah with the Koach HaChem Urbo. But right now, forget about the history of where it was before. Right now, you have a responsibility to take your takala, which is yours, and to clean it up and to remove it. And if you didn't, it's like you created the takala right now anew. So it's not about the Koach HaChem Urbo before that we're concerned. That's not exactly Gibor. But the fact that right now you have a takala that you've created by not removing it, that's your Kriya Sabor. That's your Pshiya Sakriya. That's not Koach HaChem Urbo. The same way we explain on, and so too in the other Gemara, a Mais of Garmulo. To the extent that you dig a bor where you passively are responsible for the existence of the bor, that's not a problem of Ein Mais of Garmelo. That's called Mais of Garmelo, as we explain on Daf Memches. So whatever the Ukimta is that we're dealing with, whether it's Abaye's Ukimta, and the Gemara is saying you need a Tzad HaShava, it's not exactly like bor because it's called Chacham Urbo, whether it's Rabba's Ukimta, that's not exactly like bor because it's Ein Mais of Garmelo. In both of these situations where you have a case of Loaf Kirinu, so you have exactly what a bor is, because your passivity in the face of your chefetz, your object, that you did not remove, that is itself, you might call a pshia of kriyas abor, in which case it's a perfect example of bor. So the Gemara has no way to learn pshat in the case of the Tzad HaShava to be a case of lo afkirinu. The only case is afkirinu. So afkirinu, it's not your responsibility at this point. Elamayu poshia beforehand. Okay, but that pshia was a pshia sakriya that was koach HaChem Urbo. Or that pshia sakriya was a pshia that had in it a mais of garmelo. You needed it. It wasn't mazik in the first spot where you put it. It was mazik in the second place after it was ended up being moved from there. So that, and the only chiyuv is that, not anything that comes later. So that's a very beautiful explanation what the Gemara needed to say, even within Shmuel, that it has to be a case of lo afkirinu. That's what he suggests. Then he says you have to check this out in terms of the other ukimtas, and maybe you're going to have to fall back on, you know, on maybe the simple answer is because Gemara doesn't want to get involved with Rav and Shmuel. But I want to point out something interesting. Lamaisa, there's a Rashi in Daf Yutes on Midbeis. The last Rashi before the Mishnah, the Gemara mentions this case of Bar Mizgago in connection to an Ukimta, the Mishnah, or in a case of case mentioned in the Gemara, working off of the Mishnah. Then, but Lamaisa, the case was an object, Delil Hanikshar Al Yidei Adam. A person had a pail, and it was tied to an animal, or chicken, whatever it was. Kashro Adam Chayef. Again, so this is not Hefker. Kashro Adam. Not Hefker. Little Hefker is one case. Kashro Adam is another case. Mishum Mai Chayef. So the Gemara's words are, Mishum Boro Hamizgalga Buragli Adam Buragli Behema. Those are the words of the Gemara. So what about that? So Bor HaMizgalgal, that's the case. Lamaisa, the Tarnagal took the Dlil and brought it to some place, and it caused Hezek where it was now in its new location. Says Rashi, Dibra Maschel, Rashi says, Mishumai Mechayiv, Dahalab Bor Maliyahu, Shaharego Hizik B'makam Shekashru Sham, Shatarnagal Garro L'makam Acher, right? The Rashi says, what's the pshat? Why you Chayiv? The Tarnagol brought it to another place, and then it was Mazik. And says the Gemara, "Bar Mizgalgel deMaisina leBeperakama Batzada Shove." So Rashi says what the Gemara means is the Bar Mizgalgel that we have in Rabbi Zukimta. No, what was Rabbi Zukimta? We just finished saying with Nachas David, based on the Diruk of the Gemara, that the case of the Gemara was of what of Afkirinu. This is not Afkirinu. Rashi works the Gemara out to connect it to Davav. Bar Mizgalgal is mamish the Bar Mizgalgal. The Gemara could have just said a lashon Bar Mizgalgal, but Rashi says Bar Mizgalgal means the mamish the case of Tzad HaShava, the case that we learned out from Tzad HaShava. And this is a case of what? Not of Afkirinu. So it's interesting. What do you make of that? So I have a simple solution, but let me see if anyone can be machaving. L'chayra, there's maybe a simple pasha to answer. Why it's not a stira from Rashi over here. The whole premise of the Nachas David is what? That if it were a case of Rav Gerindo, then it wouldn't need a Tzad HaShava because you have a new Kriyas HaBor right now, which is considered Ma'is of Garmelo and all. In what sense? Because of the fact that you have to remove it from its new location. Right? Is that always the case? That you're going to be held responsible for not moving from the new location. What does it have to assume? What? You put it down in one spot, and then the person's walking down the street, kicks a pebble shoots out, hits what you put there, and it goes to another place. We've seen Tosis. Seems sounds like that's what the case was involving. So it ends up getting dislocated from where it was. No. Now you're telling me if it's Lof Gerindo, so it's a clear bore because you have to remove it. What is it assuming? That you know what happened to it. You know where it went and you know where it is now. And if it's Lof Gerindo and you know about it, you have a responsibility to remove it. Same thing if it was taken off the roof and it landed on the ground. It means you're assuming you know where it is at this point. Okay, in a chanami, in a case like that, then it's true. Then you would have a clear-cut bor, and who cares what it was before in terms of kochacham urbo, in terms of a mice of garmelo. Right now, it's a perfect example of bor because you know about it. It's your takala. You don't remove it. That's your kriya. That's your kriya sabor. That's your pshia sa kriya sabor. But assuming you don't know where it is, so then you can't say that I'm held responsible. So maybe that's where Rashi's talking about. Mehechatesi, he knows what's going on where it is now. He tied it onto the chicken's leg, and now it went somewhere, and it was mazik, and I'm not aware of where it went, where it is. And so that would not hold me responsible. So then you have to come up to Tzad HaShava. So in the Chanami, the Gemara could have had that case, and it could have been, according to this, it would have been a case of Lo Afkirinu. But again, then you have to deal with those situations. It could be he did know about it, so then it would not be a need for Tzad HaShava. The Gemara stays clear of that by saying Afkirinu. You can still preserve what the Nachas David is saying. The Gemara doesn't want to get into that distinction. But as far as the Rashi is concerned, as long as you don't have the knowledge, so then it would still be the Tzad HaShava. That would be a simple way to resolve it. Yeah, Avram?
Well, maybe how would you necessarily know if the Tzad HaShava is only going to be also? How do you know that you're even higher?
If you know where it is, then the svara sounds very compelling. If you know where it is, then you should. Then you should. Then who cares that it started out as kochacham urbo? Who said it started out as a mice of garmelo? Right now, my passivity in the face of my takala that I know where it is and it's mine and I didn't remove it, that makes me liable right now for the hezek that's going to occur after the time elapsed that I could have removed it and I didn't. So that is itself a new machayef. That's my point.
You don't know where it is.
You don't know where it is, so then I'm saying, so you don't know where it is, and
how do you know the Tzad HaShava goes on a case where you don't know where it ends up?
Presume if you don't know where it ends up, then you can be chayiv anyway, but only because it's Tzad HaShava. In a chanami, of course you'll be chayiv.
Why is it for, of course, maybe the Tzad HaShava is only from cases where you theoretically would know where it is.
No, why should you assume that? The fact is, you would. No, that's the point. That's the bor and esh, or bor and shor. In other words, here it's bor and shor. The fact is, you did something which was a form of pshia, which created the bor. By putting it here, you put the bor right here. Then it got kicked and ended up somewhere else. Okay. Now, you're still responsible because you did it. That's a combination of bor and shor. I mean, that's the logic of Tzad HaShava. There's no reason why it wouldn't be chayav based on Tzad HaShava. Without Tzad HaShava, so that's what we're saying. If you know where it is, then you'd still be chayav without Tzad HaShava because that's a new mechayav. But if you don't know where it is, then a chanami, then you need Tzad HaShava as well. The Gemara is not entering into that distinction. The Gemara just assumes the law of Gerinu makes it simpler. Rashi could be is Mustama talking about the case. We don't know where it is. So Rashi could say it comes from Tzad HaShava as well, which it does.
Yichonim Nachas David.
He doesn't say this. This is what we're adding to Nachas Tev. He just makes the cheshbon itself. Yeah.
If one is machker there, or they don't have an obligation to remove from Rishon Rabbim, like if someone's machker.
No, that's the sugya in the third parak. You know, is if he knows about it and then he's machker it, right? I mean, if there was already a time that you were
it's particularly more
right. It means to say no. You can't be right. So. Correct. A regular situation where you have you dug a bore, you can't become pater by being mafkirit. Obviously not. But here it's a gabor misgalgo case. That's the point. So if you're mafkirit, so then you need to come on to the chiyuv of bar misgalgo because it's out of shav.
Well,
and in the case where you're not mafkirit, so we're saying, would you need to come on to either way you're chayiv? The question is, do you need a tzad shava to make you chayiv, or would it be mechuyev based on a straight bor?
Even if you're mafkir bor miskalgo, wouldn't you also be chayiv straight from the obligation to remove it?
No, because once it's a bor miskalgo, it's now it's a maisa gomelo because it's mazik at a new place. That's why it's not.
Same, but the same star that we gave is if it was mamono, but. The answer that we said, even if it's mamono, even if it's in a new place, you still have that obligation.
You're mafkir from the beginning, mister. When are you mafkir? At what point? You put it down, you know, you put it down, you're mafkir.
The case of Bar Miskalgo, let me say you're
mafkir. Right. If you're mafkir and it's mazik bim komo, that's straight bore. If you're mafkir and it's mazik shalom bim komo, then you need a tzadashah.
Why can't you say that you're obligated to pick it up in the mukkal?
It's your mafkir. No, if you know about where new makom is, again, it becomes a new. What do you mean? You think you know where it is, you will mafkir it.
In the same way that mamono, your obligation is because you have the obligation.
No, the answer is mistami, you're not, because it's not yours, not your mamono.
But in the makom that it was originally,
But that's the difference, but that's why it's not exactly a bar, because it's not mice of garmelo right now, because you didn't put it in the place that's mafkir, now you put it in the other place.
You
only have responsibility to move what's your mamon as a takala. You caused a takala. That's a mechayev a bor. But digging a bor through not removing a takala means it's your takala. You have to own it. You put in this rishus. You put it over here, not over there.
And the Torah takes bor. Even if you're machir bor, the Torah takes bor.
And they say, bala bor yishalem. It's considered your bala bor. Torah considered to be your, as if it were yours. That's the chiv of bor b'shus harabim, that the Torah is considered as if it's yours. Even if it's b'shus haradin, which is obviously a case of a, like a mafkir, but that's the halacha if you dig it in one place. Bar misgalgel is because it went to another spot.
It's the same chiyuv and there's the shmir that your spot the Torah gives you, even for a hefker bor, won't apply once the bor moves.
I think so. That's right.
That's it.
Yeah.
If you have a generalism, just like maybe building on Ethan's a little bit, you'd say like we discussed some time ago about like different makoros for the iser hezik, and so. Maybe some of the answers that are given, this question would be shaykh, but it seems like in general there's just a chiyuv to make sure you're not being mazik other people. You have to remove any possible hezek you'd be in.
So you're talking as follows. You're both saying, how could you say that this person doesn't have responsibility to remove it just because he was mafkirit? I mean, isn't that terrible thing? Isn't that terrible midos? Isn't that all that's all true in a chanami? That's true. You're not a chassid, that's for sure. And you may have other responsibilities. But in terms of the formal chiyuv of bor, you know, these are the, you know, and again, at the end of the day, you are chayiv. We have this arashara. So, Maisa, it's just a question of where you get it from. Yeah, where you get the chiyuv from. Let's see this tosis. This tosis is a very important tosis, very sadistic, a lot of inyanim here. Just, we'll start at least to just get the pashat pshat of tosis, the cheshbon itself, and then the havana is a whole other question, how to understand the yesod of tosis. What's the springboard for tosis discussion? A girsa that Rashi says we don't have. Rashi doesn't elaborate on what that girsa was. Tosis does elaborate. The Gemara says, Lasibor misgalgel, and then goes through the shak of Itaria exactly what the case is. So what we have in our Gemara is, hechidami, that's all that's mentioned. Rashi comments, and Tosis quotes what the full girsa would have been. See, in Rashi, you don't even know what the girsa, full girsa was. Rashi says, at Hachi Garsinan, Ibad Adik Maski Logasina, right? The Khuli. Vahi Gasina Hechidami da Aftere. Rashi says, Ibad Adik Maski, what? What would have been the quote unquote Kasha? If it's Mazik as it's moving, what? But we just take the whole thing out. So Rashi Tosa adds two more words. That the Gemara's Girsa would have been, that Rashi deleted, Ibad Adik Kamaski Kocho. Now again, we have a case of Bar Misgalgel, Biragli Ad Baragli Behema. So somebody is walking, person or an animal, but now Mistam the Kasha will be going in a case of a person. Person walks and steps on something, and as a result of that, something comes out and ends up hitting the Takala that gets put in spot number one, and it gets moved. Kochohu. Kochohu. That's the koach of the person. B'taima, and why can't that be, and the Gemara's kash would be, so it's a straightforward chiyuv, kochohu meaning what? Of what? Adam. B'taima, and why can't we have such a kasha? Why can't we be goyis that the Gemara will be asking kochohu, meaning, and the person would be chayiv? Based on kolchol, so it's a straight adam mamazik. So you don't have any need for tzadat shavat. Kolchol, the time. Why can't that be a proper girsa? The time mishum damino kama baminiach. Very beginning of third parak ain dark and shav the adam with bonim bedrachim. We saw this in connection when we first got into the issue of we talked about it benegay adam mamazik, the chiyuv of adam mamazik. The Gemara has there the rule. That's the reason the Gemara finally explains with the, for the pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Haminiach es akad, Mishnah sarabim, ubracha v'nisko ba v'shava pater." The Gemara has various hukimtas why that is. What is true? If somebody walks in the street and damages a kad that was placed there, so he doesn't have to pay. And it says, the answer that Gemara finally says is, "Ein davar zmoni v'drachim." Tosus l'shitas. So remember how Tosus understood it. Tosus pshat in that Gemara is. This is one of the rayas that Tosus has. That what adam hamazik is what. Adam Udla Olam does not extend to Onus Gamur. Onus Kein Gneva would be Pater. And this is an example of that. Ein Dakam Lisbonim Bedrachim. So therefore, this would not pin any Chiyuv on the person who's walking, who ended up causing the Takala to move. And even if it's Mazik as it's in motion, in other words, so it's now it's shot, it's moving. And it causes hezek. It's not going to mechayev the adam, and therefore that's where Rashi Tosfos is saying and said Rashi could not be goreis kochohu as if to suggest he's chayev. He's not chayev. Ein darkan lisbonim bedrachim. This is according to Tosfos pshat and ein darkan lisbonim bedrachim. We just spoke at that it would be like adam hamazik that's pater ba'onis gomer. The Ramban. We had the Ramban Shita about the Mu'ud Ga'olam. What did Ramban hold? That really, Onus Gomer is also Chayiv. So how does he learn the Gemara, who remembers? How does he learn Pshat in the Gemara? Ain that Darkam is born in Bedrachim? Pshias HaNizik. Because you put a Kad there, so it's like the Nizik himself was Poshaya Ba'atzmo, so that's why I'm not Chayiv. Would that Sfarah hold here as well? That the Gemara couldn't be asking Kochohu because of Pshias HaNizik. So the way we'll see in the Hemshech of Tosfos, the case seems to be that the person didn't place it mamish in the middle, square in the middle of Rishus HaRadim. Tosfos is going to say in a minute, you'll see how Tosfos learns the case. Sounds like he placed it, you might say, off to the side a little bit, and then the person walks. He might walk in a little bit of a, you know, undisciplined way. And meanwhile, he steps on something, and it shoots out. Heat is, like by throws, heat is, and then it shoots out and then moves, like it shoots out at where the takala was, the package, whatever, and moves it. And that starts moving. So I'm not sure if you would call this Pshias HaNizik. If it's mamish square in the middle, it's just a rabbin, that's called Pshias HaNizik. Maybe it is, because you have to know that people could walk and then it could cause something to cause this to move and become a hazard. So maybe it also is called Pshias and Nizik. I'm not so sure. Maybe it's not called Pshias and Nizik, and therefore the Ramban would also view this as also the same idea. I mean, maybe it would be Pshias and Nizik. I'm not sure which way to go on the Ramban. But Tosus, Lishitas is certainly good. Tosus says we can't be Gores, this Gir Sokochu. That's as far as the Adam. Where does this leave us in terms of the takala itself? Would the bala takala have to pay in a case like this? Ubala takala nami ein lechayv mitam adam hamazik. So what would be the basis for the chiyuv for the bala takala? At this point, we're assuming the adam who kicks is part. Ein davus roim medrach. And now what happened? The takala is now in motion. As a result of what the person was walking, this takala is now a flying object that's a hazard. Could that be the issue of Adam HaMazik Kochohu? Maybe the Kochohu has to do with the Bala Takala being Adam HaMazik. So Tosa says that can't be. Bala Takanami Inchem Tam Adam HaMazik El Mishim Dechashav Kiruach Mitsuya Vavi Esho. In other words, what would it be? What would be the basis for the Bala Takala's chiyuv? Because it's now shooting and it's in motion. That's called Ruach Mitsuya. The fact that someone could come along and step here and then it's going to end up flying out. That's called his Eish. That's his Eish. No, so if the Gemara would have asked, E Bahadazi Kamaski, the Gemara would have said Eishohu, that would have been okay at this point, right? The problem is the girsa that Tosas had, that Tosas we Rashi is mochek, is kochohu. So kochohu can only go on who? On the person who's walking, who caused this thing to start flying out. So that wouldn't be so. Tosas is saying b'das Rashi kochohu because it's ein adakum is going b'drachim. You'd be putter. And to say kochohu is going on the takala, the bala takala. No, that's not going to be adam amazik. That'll be eish. Again, if it would be Eshohu, that would be a valid question, but the Gersa was Kochel.
Why is Rebbe adding in the extra step of the guy's walking and something?
I see that from the next line of Tosis.
From
the next line of Tosis. You'll see in a second, because let's take a look at the next line of Tosis.
It does always mean that it's something else. I thought that it was the Baal Takala kicks the object. And that's what goes out and is Mazik.
Maybe you're right. So I took Tohidis. We'll see a second in the rush. We'll take a second. We'll see in a second how it seems to me from the rush, maybe more so.
He says Baal Takala Nami in the Chayavah. So it seems like a separation.
Baal HaTakala Nami. Baal HaTakala is the person who owns the object.
Yeah,
I'm saying, what?
It doesn't seem that it's like one fruit. It's also Baal Takala who's Hittis.
No, he's saying, no, who is Hittis? The person walking. Yeah. No, I want to understand, what was the case here? This thing is moving from one place to the other. How did this thing get moved from one place to the other? Was it through the person who walked, kicked that object directly? Or he kicked something else, which shot out and hit the object, and the object now was propelled by that? By the force of the thing that he stepped on. How did you read it?
I don't understand the Havamina to say that. I don't understand why Tosos is saying that the Bala Tikla wouldn't be Chayev Mitam Adam Amazik. Why? Like, where's the Havamina assume he would be?
No, of course. But the point is, because Tosos is trying to reconcile, could we justify the Girsa Kolchohu? So you're saying, how could anyone have thought Bachal that would be him? Yeah, maybe it's Pashit. He's saying, why doesn't he speak it out? He's just saying, Bala Takala is for sure not Lachem Tami. He just means it could have a Pashit. El Mishin Chashav Kiruch Mitsuya. Bavi Isha. Bala Takala is the person who owns the object that he put down here. But the object was Mazik while in motion. And Tosa says, Kochohu, such a Girsa Kochohu, could only be referring to the Koach of the Adam HaHolech who caused this to move. So that's Tosa says. So therefore, that's if you hold that would not make the person liable with ain darkum is boyim bedrachim. So then you have no way to just explain kochohu on that person. And to say it's going on the Bala Takala, it's obviously, as you say, it can't be him. He's not Adam HaMazik, it's takala and it's Eish. Maybe Tosfos was saying, maybe if my chepetz is mazik in motion, maybe that's called kolchel. He says, no, it's eish, it's not kolchel. It's not adam. Again, I want to understand, let's just make him a daik. I mean, I also would have said initially that it's the thing itself that was kicked, but I thought the mashmolus of Tosfos and the Rashi, we'll see in a second, I thought was that it was sort of like this person kicked something, which therefore, pushed against the object. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see now in a minute.
Wouldn't it be koach kocho then?
Koach kocho.
Not that it would be any different for Adam, but just the mitzvah.
Shetizu. Let's see. Let's continue on at Tosfos. Ve'en lemochko b'shvil kach. Ve'en lemochko b'shvil kach. So Tosfos brings what he thinks is why Rashi was mochik the girsa of kochohu, namely because he can't be machai of the Adam. The ein lemochko b'shvil kach del inyan kidei shelo yechu kol kach b'chozek shiatizu v'yaziku. I guess you could still read it your way. No, I just this is the line threw me off. Shiatizu v'yaziku. Yatizu means that how you translate yatizu? The thing itself shot out. The thing itself, the object itself, could maybe more. It's more glad than svara to say that way. Okay, so maybe we'll see that. So then, okay. She'in shikdei shelo yelchu kol kach b'chozek. But yelchu she'yatizu v'yaziku. Yelchu, what's the yelchu? The things that the people put there? What?
I thought it was...
Yelchu, yelchu means the person. Yelchu, people, the people. Okay, what's the yelchu going on? The behema, the ragu yad maga behema. Okay, good. Kidei shelo yelchu kol kach b'chozek. That the ragi adam ragi behema should go. Here we're talking about the adam, of course, because they're talking about people. Dako is boning. She yechu kogach bechozek. She yatizu viaziku. That it should such a walking that's going to create the result that this object that there is going to get now propelled to the extent that it's going to fly on be mazik. So that type of a halicha is not an onus. That's not what goes into the Gemara statement of Ein Darko is Bonin. Darko is Bonin Shapir. Ulhachi Parach Kocha will be Yischaev HaMegalgal, and we'll get to as far as the other person is concerned. We'll see in a second. So Tosfos is saying that you can't say Kocha who, you can't reject the Girsa Kocha because it would be Bechal, the Gemara statement, Ein Darko is Bonin, and he wouldn't be Chayev. No. To the contrary, this kind of a halicha that would cause shiatizu v'yaziku, that's darko lizboni. The Rush adds a few words here in the Piskei Rush. Afal gav daminan shaminiach in darkum was born in bedrachim. Hainu, you must tell me you guys are right. Okay, I good. I'm old dilemmas. Good. It sounds like it could be the kli itself. Yat is hakli. Okay, hainu inyan zeh sheim shavar kli shayemunach lefana below is boninus pater. In other words, what's the in darkum is bonin? You're walking. And as you're walking, you stepped on a kli and you broke it, like the kad. So that's in darkness bonin, that you're going to simply step on something right there and it will break. That's not your, that's not something you're typically going to be, aware of. So that kind of a walking that could break something that you trample on as you're walking, that's in darkness bonin. Avakulei hai, here he says a few interesting words. Ein lo lehishtageya bahalichaso, to a crazy kind of a walking, to be like in a crazy way, such an abnormal way. So yatiz hakli mimkomo v'yazik derech halichaso uposher hu behazik zeh. We'll get to the issue of the Baal HaTakol now in a second. So he has a few words here to the Tosfos. In other words, what Tosfos is basically saying is this type of a walk that's going to not just break what you step on, but it's going to cause the object to now be propelled to fly out and be a new hazard, flying hazard, that type of ahalicha doesn't go into ain darkon lizbonin. That type of thing we can see you to be something of a pusher. And therefore, for that, the Gemara could be asking, kochohu, okay? Meaning, you'll be chayef. Now, the next question is going to be, so now that we justify the gears, so now we have to work out the cheshbon of the din Torah, right? So we have Reuven puts an object in Rishus HaRabim. Shimon walks in such a way which is, you might call, abnormal, that would not go into ein darkon lizbonin. And to what extent that he steps on this or kicks, is able to get it now to becoming a flying hazard, and it's mazik. So certainly we should understand that this Adam is to be liable for causing hazik, because this doesn't go under onus gamur of Adam hamazik. And what about the Balat HaKala? Now, we're talking about Balat HaKala being mechoy mitzad what? What of the Avos Nezikin?
Eish.
Eish. It's going right in motion. Tosis pointed out just before. The Pashtus is Eish. So the Balat HaKala, whose Takala is mazik derech halichaso, with what you can call Ruach Mitzuya, somewhat, there are people that walk crazy, okay? So it's considered to be like Eish. So what about the Balat HaKala? Should he be Chayv as well? So here's the Tosas now comes with a whole, and this is going to be the rest of the Tosas to discuss this type of situation. So would there be a Chayv as well on the Balat HaKala? In this case, mitam Eish. So Tosas says what the Gemara would mean. The Gemara, you could have said, and the Rashba presents such a possibility, the Gemara could be asking, okay, so the pshat would be kochahu, sehu b'chayiv, and the Balat HaKala b'chayiv. And meanwhile, you don't need tzadah shav of anybody. We know his chayiv, and everybody's chayiv. Okay, but it's not like you need a tzadah shav to anybody's chayiv. The Gemara spells out kochahu for him, and Eish will be the other one. But Tosas doesn't go there. Tosas learns, and the Rashba brings this as a second possibility. Tosas assumes this is the only possibility. That the Gemara Kasha doesn't mention anything but Kolchohu, meaning to say Kolchohu, and the only Chiyuv will be pinned on the Adam and not on the Balat HaKala, even though his Chayfetz was Mazik in the manner of Eish. But nonetheless, the fact that the Adam is the one doing it and is coming out of the Adam, so therefore that will lift the Chiyuv from the shoulders of the Balat HaKala. And this is what Tos now out to prove and work out various sugyas in line with this. This is what we have to understand in terms of the Svara, but first, simply reading through the Tosis on this. Ulhachi parech kochohu, meaning the ischariv hamegalgel hakol v'lo balat hakala. So the entire chiyuv will be on the person who causes the object to fly, and not in the balat hakala. The af al gav, the legabi kerev shenato charara v'lachi gadish. So we have a Mishnah in Ketzer Derega. The Gemara has the question on that case. What does it say in the case? So the Kelev comes and takes a hot coal and he places it on a Gadish. So he goes to a Gadish. Achal Charara. The Charara is a little bit of a, you know, like something that baked. So it's like food, but it also is flaming hot. So he ate the charara, and meanwhile, because it's so burning, it's a burning thing, so he put on the gadish, and it causes hezek. Al charara misham nezek shalem, al gadish misham chatzin nezek. And that's like a case of tzvoros. So it's a chatzin nezek on the gadish. In fact, the Gemara, what about the Baal HaCharara himself? That's what the Gemara asks. Why is he not chayv? The l'chayv nami, the Gemara asks, Bala Charara. Bala Gacheles, I should say. Bala Gacheles. L'chayv Bala Gacheles. Nami Shu Bala Takala. So you're telling me that if the Hezek, if the Takala was taken by something else, and then as a result caused Hezek, then Bala Takala is not Chayv? What's the difference? Hainu Mishum Dekelev Rabar Deyahu. So Tosin now begins to refine this cloud a little bit. Kelev is not something of intelligence. And therefore, the Gemara could ask, so let the Baal Gacheles be chayv. Avol hacha, hamekalkel, or probably the better gifts would be hamegalgel, right? That's probably what they changed it to, yeah? Hamegalgel bardeyahu. So he himself is a bardeya. He's a bardeya, That's why his chiyuv will be mafkia, the chiyuv of the balat hakala. So here's the first line of distinction Tosis makes. A yisod. If the balat hakala is not chayiv, if what caused the takala to be mazik was a bardeya, if it would be a kelev, then they could both be chayiv. Teda, and the Tosis brings a raya from Svara. And here again, Tosis is so convinced of the Svara at this point as follows. Dimhidligesh, suppose Ruvain makes a fire. Ubo acher, comes somebody else. The Saraf talis chavero in the fire of Ruvain. Ruvain makes a fire, and Shimon takes Levi's shirt and puts it in Ruvain's fire. Al chafar bor, or Ruvain digs a pit, which is a hazard. Ubo acher, let's even be sure rabbit, right? Ubo acher, vidachav shor chavero letocho. Comes in Shimon and he pushes Levi's shore in Reuven's bor. Ain svara she yischaye bal habor o bal ha'esh. So again, even though there was a takol here in the form of the esh or the bor, and that was mazik, but it was a baldeya, a person who took someone else's object or animal, whatever, and used the takola, you might say, of Reuven to carry out the hezek. So again, this has to be understood. We're not going to yet think about the svar. It's just the statement itself. It's a fascinating issue. The takala has in it enough to mechayv a person if it causes hezek, right? But if the hezek occurred via an adam bardeya, and we'll soon see more details about this, so then the bal takala is not chayv. Teda. Again, what's this teda all about? How do I know? Reuven dug a bor b'shus harabim. Shimon threw Levi's shore in it. No. Why can you say Reuven was a chayev? No, pashut. Exactly why? By virtue of what is Reuven off the hook? He dug a bor which is a takala. Just that the takala, the filas habor of Shimon's shore came down through Levi. Okay, I understand Levi should be chayev, but let Levi be chayev together with Reuven. No. If Levi did be kavana, the nefilas he was mapil, he threw the shore of Shimon into Reuven's bor, then Reuven's put. Same thing with the esh. If Shimon took Levi's shirt and put it to Reuven's fire, Reuven's put. That's the teda. So that's if it was raglei adam. So if that's the case, if you think about the Gemara, so that what would be the Gemara's kasha? Meaning, in the case of ragli wat, would be the kasha. Bahadu azgi maski kochohu, meaning in the case of megalga beragli, rogam isgalga beragli adam. So then the kasha would be kochohu, meaning that the entire chiyuv would fall on the shoulders of the ragli, of the person who caused the hezek, who caused the object to fly and be mazik bederach halich. In the case of ragli behema, see, that thing more didn't speak about. What about that case? Mar just didn't speak about that point. What would be then? 50-50. And would that be Yitzhar HaShav or not Yitzhar HaShav? To be like that.
Would be Yitzhar
HaShav. What?
Sure.
And if the cases together,
the two Chiyuv, I'm saying, but we need to learn about Yitzhar HaShav. Each one's Chiyuv is the Chiyuv of the Bala Bor, of the Bala Eish, whatever it is. Probably not. Even though the Shita is Mashma and the Gilead, and maybe it would be. I don't understand why. Pashta says, should also know. Gemara didn't speak out that part. But it wouldn't be a Chetar HaShav either. But the Gemara's Kashi would have to be of Kochel in the case of Ragayad. But again, this is the Yisod, because if it's a Bardeya, then the Bala Takol is part. Wait. V'hamagal gebu Ragay Behema. This is what Tosis now speaks out. Im hizik b'hadi da'azli. So if it rose through ragli behema, and it's mazik again in a case like we're talking now, that while it's in motion, shneyem yischayvu shneyem. So everyone's chayv. Meaning bala behema, the owner of the shore who caused it to move, the takhol to move, so the behema caused hezek. Yes, for sure cannot be the case like I thought. That for sure be Tzvaros, right? For sure, you guys are for sure right. No, it has to be a case which wouldn't be Tzvaros in this case. Even this case, something of a Tzvaros, no? If the animal kicked the object itself, and the object is mazik derech halicha. So Tosa says bala behemah, it doesn't say how much. It sounds like it'll be a tzvos type of the case. No,
quarter,
yeah. Or bala takala. V'hadi amrinan. So we're not through yet. V'hadi amrinan lekaman the parakapar. Now Tosus brings the following case and then give him a base. So Isaac, you were waiting to ask, yeah.
Why can't we just answer the question of Tosus of why would we not be goris this ibahai kochahu? Because the Gemara says that what's the tzad shava boram isgalgal bragli adam ubragli behema. So it's impossible to say.
Kochahu, because that
would only be addressing one tzaddik.
So I guess that doesn't bother Tosfos because then the Gemara will be speaking about the case. Since you're quoting Ragli Adam, so the Gemara is speaking about the Ragli Adam case. Yeah, you're saying it's maybe a reason why we shouldn't be Gorosa because it wouldn't speak to both cases. Okay, that Tosfos doesn't consider. Yeah. I mean, since you're saying Ragli Adam is part of your case, the Gemara focuses on that story of Ragli Adam. The only reason Tosfos is presenting why Rashi wasn't Gorosid is because of the Gemara in Haminiach that a person is not liable for what he causing hezek while he's walking.
Once he rejects that,
he's willing to defend the Girsa. Because basically there is a basis for liability because ad kedei kach a person is not going to be crazy in his walking. You know, a person should not be crazy enough in his walking to cause that, and therefore that makes you chayv. The fact that you're going to cause the object to fly out, that's already something that could make you liable.
So, according to him, the
Girsa
is really there?
Like actually, yeah, Tosus is Mekayim the Girsa. Yeah, you don't have to write. If there was such a Girsa, Tosus is not so quick to take it out. Yeah.
Tosus doesn't address the second reason, though. He's addressing, just saying why the first reason isn't a reason.
What do you mean the second reason?
They're saying that the order of the Bartikal is not Chayev.
He hasn't explained this. I want to think there's a lot of theories here in the Achronim, at Birch Shmuel. Brings a biscuit rub. There's like at least three different ways we can go here in explaining why it is true that the Baal HaTakola, Tosus is saying, should be putter. It's not clear in Tosus exactly why this should be. Tosus took it for granted. Here and also Nun Gimel, you'll see in a second, the Gemara is quoting on Nun Gimel. It's not, but you have to first hear the details. What are the details? So when is it true? By Ragli Be'ema, it would be that they both be Chayef. By Ragli Adam, the Tosus says Bardeya, so that then the person who takal it is would be Pater. But now even that Tosus is going to refine it. Let's see what he says now. V'hadamim kamerik hapara shor v'adam shedachafu lebor. So what you have here is two mazikim were acting in collaboration with one another to cause a hezek in someone else's bor. Shor v'adam shedachfu bor. So there's a shor or chamor that fell into a bor, that was thrown into a bor by the force of two different creatures. One creature is an animal, and the other creature is a human being. Shor v'adam shedachfu bor. Inyan nizakin kuan chayavin. Now let's take a look at what the Gemara says. A couple of things are mentioned there. Amar Rava, take a look, and I'm going to give him a base, because Mr. Tosfos is going to relate to this, to a couple of lines in this Gemara, so we see the whole couple of lines. Amar Rava, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 8, 9, 9 lines or so from the top. Amar Rava, Sharva Adam, Shadocha Fulabor. So this is the first line. Le'inyan Nizakin Kulan Chayavin. Everyone see Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Shor v'adam shedachafu lebor le'inyan nizakin kulan chayavin. If it was about hezek, as far as hezek is concerned, the animal got injured, the animal died, whatever it was in this bor, it was kedei lahamis, and the animal died, and then now there's a loss of money. Who has to pay? Kulan chayavin. Who are partners in this hezek? How many partners are there in this hezek? How many partners? Three. That's what's mashma. So of course, Tosus is going to be jumping on this Gemara based on what we just said. This is Tosus Kash. Because I understand the Shorva Adam to be partners jointly in causing this hezek. But why is the Bor chayv? Bor is chayv as takala, but here the takala. They, the, 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 it was it was the other partners that used the bar to cause the hezek. Meanwhile, it said something else. Lein abar dvarim udmei vlados. So abar dvarim, we'll soon see what that means, but pashtus means everything over nezek. Adam chayev eshor bar pater. Because we know that generally only Adam is chayev abar dvarim. Only Adam, right? That's clear. Lein kofer shloshim shel eved. So who pays kofer? Shloshim is really a form of kofer. Shor chayev. We know kofer is only chayev by shor. Adam doesn't have a chiv of kofar, bor has no chiv of kofar, adam ubar p'turim. Okay, and so on. That's what we need. So now Tosis is obviously bothered by the obvious question. How can the segun and the zakin kuan chayovit? Kuan includes the balabor, fektosis. Vahadam minan kaman per kapara, sharva adam shadocha fulabor, lin the zakin kuan chayovit, dimashma, afilu balabor. That goes against everything I just said. We said if it's a bardeya, then the bala takola is off the hook. And for Tosvos, Tzarech Lomar, Demairi, Adam, the lo kavana. The Adam, he is an Adam, but it was, he did it below kavana. The kevan, the ein be kavana, klal, chayiv, balabor, kimoha Adam. So Tosfos is now reducing Adam, you might say, to like it would be a behemoth. This that we say, that an Adam is chayiv, and the bor is chayiv, is Adam shelo bekavana klal. Let's understand. Adam shelo, Adam below kavana. Chayra, we just got finished saying that our case, we say that the Adam is chayiv hakol, is a case based on the fact that we don't call this in Adam with in Dakwis Banam Bidrachim. We call this like, you know, this or many you would be aware. So it sounds like we're talking Bikavan. If you're walking in such a way that you're gonna actually cause the object to start flying out, that doesn't go under in Dakwis Banam. That's considered like you wouldn't normally walk that. I mean, so obviously there is some element of Kavan. Sakatosis, and that's the case that we say. That's the case that we say that what? Baal Takol is Pater. And what's over here? Below Kavana. What does Tosis mean? Tosis starts by saying, Tzarechom and Demari Adam below Kavana. Then he says, the came in the in bekavana klal chaye balabor. What does Tosfos mean by adding the word klal? Came in the in bekavana klal chaye balabor. What's the word klal? Sounds like he's trying to distinguish it, right? Yeah, Harry? From what?
If you just say below Kavana, as in, okay, so he wasn't miscavim, but that could still mean that it was like pretty negligent. And Tosfos said before that it's dark, so long as the derech b'nei Adam is born in bidrachim, like in this type of case where he's walking this way, he's saying that the Baal HaBor would be pater, but here he's saying, no, he has to, if he just isn't miscavim, then if he's not miscavim, then the Baal HaBor would be chayiv. You could still be pusher and still and not have kavana.
So that's what you think. That's what I think he's trying to suggest. That sounds like to me. In other words, there's a level of pshia.
If he's saying there's not even pshia b'chlal, as in completely honest. Because if there'd be some pshia,
okay. But not as what? What do you say, Isaac?
The magila docha. He didn't mean to push him to kavana klal. So it could be that klal.
Ain doche the kavana klal. Chayev balabor kmo adam.
It's possible that the adam could have tried to push something, but not push it into the bor. Here, he's not even trying to push anything at all. It was not. It could have been the kavana to cause some hazard, but la dafka with the bor. By adding a klal, he didn't even want to cause hazard in any way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it gets more interesting. Let's see another line or two. V'hadi aminan l'inyan dalet dvarim udmei vlados adam chayev. Now, again, that's the next line of the Gemara. That same case that we just spoke about. So now we're making an okimta that the case of the Adam, the reason why everyone is chayev, it was shelo b'kavana klal. So what does it mean now? Lein dalet dvarim udmei vladis Adam chayev. So what do you think? Hay dalet dvarim, hay nu nezek sari poi v'sheves. Avol boshes ein chayev ad sheyiskaven kedama b'achovel. In other words, we have the Mishnah later in Achovel that says that yina chayev and boshes ad sheyiskaven. And now, in order to explain that everybody's chayef and nezek, even the balabor, you have to assume that the adam was shelo b'kavana. If it's adam shelo b'kavana, then there can be chiva boshes. So now how are you going to read the words of dalet dvarim? So dalet dvarim have to mean not tzar ripui sheves boshes on top of nezek. Dalet dvarim means nezek tzar ripui sheves, which is Tosfos says a dochik. Why is it a bit of a dochik? V'lohavi kabod dvarim dele'il. The Hasam Lo Chashiv Nezek. What is Tosfos referring to? Abram Dila'il. There's at least two places he could be referring to, Daf Dalet and Daf Hey. Where do we find on Daf Dalet and Daf Hey Dalet Dvarim? So it says by right here in base, right here, right? Hilchos say what? Adam L'chayev Abba Dvarim. What is it that, what's the Hilchos saying of Adam that makes him distinct from the other Mazikim? Dalet Dvarim means that on top of Nezek. Sorry, B'Shev's book, that's Dalet Dvarim. And you have it also in Daf Dalet, right? What's the Maya, the Chumrah of Adam, according to Rav, the Chumrah of Adam, Mava over Shor, right, is Dalet Dvarim, Sari Puish Sheves Boshes, right, Nezek, they all have. So whenever you find Dalet Dvarim just before, it means Sari Puish Sheves Boshes, and here you have Nun Gimel, Dalet Dvarim is going to have to mean not Boshes. So that Tosa says is different, it's okay, it's different. But there's something else that's difficult here, because Tosfos is saying that what's the case here for it was you didn't have kavana, so you're not chayv in boshes, but you are chayv in dalet dvarim. But it was adam shelo b'kavana. So it sounds like he wasn't posheya. I mean, it sounds like, right, it was shelo b'kavana, and yet we have in daf chavav chavzayin at the end of the second parak that the chiv of dalet dvarim is only when a person is posheya. The chiv of nezek is petzatachas patsa, even if he's not, if he's a shogeg and ones. But dalet dvarim has to be an element of shia. Take a look on chavav and beis chavzayin amid aleph. You have a case chavav and beis amar rabba, 6 lines from the top chavav and beis. Even munachas becheko velo hikibav amar benafla. Something is in your lap, you stand up and it fell off. In the zaken chayv and abed dvarim patu. Rashi says. But dalet dvarim patur. There's another case where Rashi goes on. In other words, what do you need for dalet dvarim? You need pshia. Take a look on Chavzayin Amid Aleph. Again, 5, 6, 7 lines from the top. Amar Rabba, nafal mirosh hagag. Person falls from the roof. V'niska be'isha, and he hit a woman. Could be more than that. Chayv b'dalet dvarim, ubivim to lo kana, and so on. Chayv b'nezek sarip b'shebes avaboshes lo. That's one case. But the next case, Amar Rabba nafam rosh agag bruach she'ena mitzuya v'hizik. Chayv b'nezek upata b'dalet dvarim. Bruach mitzuya v'hizik ubiyesh chayv b'dalet dvarim upata alaboshes. So what does he say? He falls off the roof bruach she'mitzuya he b'chayv b'dalet dvarim. But not necessarily boshes, because it wasn't his kaven. But if it's bruch she'ena mitzuya, he's pater from dalet dvarim. Why? So Rashi says a couple of things. Rashi says, niska b'isha, the first case, is chayv dalet dvarim, because nafal bruch mitzuya, da habri karav l'mezid. So what do you need by dalet dvarim? You need karav l'mezid, Rashi says. Pshia, you need karav l'mezid. So you see from the various Rashis that dalet dvarim requires an element of karav l'mezid. Not shogeg. So how does the order square in Tosfos? Tosfos is saying, in order to explain how the Baal HaBor could be chayiv as well, you have to take this person and make this person to be acting shelo b'kavan. And then all Tosfos is concerned about is boshes, so he has to change the dalet dvarim to mean nezek tzar ripui sheves. But yet, to be chayiv even tzar ripui sheves, what do you need to have? A karav l'mezid. So what you have to do somehow is play with this, the continuum here of pshia, even if it's Shiloh Bekavana, you're going to have to call this act something of a Pshia. Somehow Tosis is going to have to end. Boshes is another standard of Kavana, so that you don't have. Therefore, Dalet Vam can be Boshes. It has to be not. But obviously, this is going to be called Karev L'Pshia. Exactly how you break it down, I'm not sure. But you have to call Karev L'Pshia. And yet, to excuse the Balabor, you need more than that. You need Kavana. So Kavana you don't have, but Karev L'Pshia, Pshia, Karev L'Mezid you have. That's what you have. That's what it comes out of Tosis. The Cheshbon. It's a to be Dalet Varim without even without boshes, you're gonna have to have Karev L'Mezid. So it's Karev L'Mezid, but Shiloh B'Kavana. And our Gemara, because you're walking in an abnormal fashion, so that's called more Kavana. That's the Lashon of Tosis before, below Kavana Klal. What our Gemara is referring to is what? Is to be able to cause the object to fly out and be Mazik. That's already considered an element of Kavana that would exempt the one whose Takala it is. That's our Gemara. The Gemara Nun Gimel is talking about Shiloh B'Kavana. But that Shiloh B'Kavana is a Karev L'Mezid to be Chayiv, even if it's not Boshes, it's going to be Chayiv Tzarip B'Sheves. That's what he comes out of Tosis. A second. And one more little hoop Tosis has to go through. V'hada Amar L'Inyu Kofesh Goshim Shalevet Shor Chayiv. The same next one in Gemara Nun Gimel says, so as far as Kofar is concerned, if it was an Adam, Shoshim Shel Eved, if it was an Eved that died, so then the Shor who caused the boar to kill it, to kill the Eved or kill the Adam, is Chayev B'Kofar. But Tzorach Lomar, Dahim Dafka B'Kavana. Because the halacha is, as Gemara learns that from Psukim, that the only time that the Chayev Kofar and the Bailam of a Shor, Shehim is his Adam, is if the Shor did it B'Kavana. So the Shor's Dechifa into the bar of the Eved or the Adam had to be the Kavana. And I just made an Ukimta that the Adam, his participation was Shiloh B'Kavana, because otherwise they wouldn't have the Baal Bor B'Chayiv. So it comes out that it's not exactly lining up, Tosis says. The Kavana, the Afa Gav, the Lavi, Dumi, the Adam, the Shiloh B'Kavana, the Shiloh B'Kavana, like a Kofar, Shiloh Shem Shiloh Eved, Kedisa, B'Shiloh Shem Shiloh Eved, hey, that's Halach and Kofar, that the Shor has to be the Kavana. So it comes that the Shor was the Kavana. The Adam was Shiloh B'Kavana. And that's why the Nizakin Kuan Chayav. But remember, even the Shiloh B'Kavana is enough to be Mechuyev L'chol Pachas Tzari B'Sheves because it's called Karev L'Mezid. Boshes Tosis would say it's not. Tosin and Gimel has a different Eitzah. Very difficult what Tosis is saying over there. He learns that Dalet Varim really includes Boshes, but he wants to say, connected to Gemara at the end of the second parak, that there was a case where there was a Kavana afterwards, the last minute is Hapech. But it's a Pella, because that Gemara is talking before the Hezek occurred. Here you did everything you're going to do for the Hezek. How could your awareness, I don't understand the Tosis like that. Whatever, you'll see what I mean. It's very hard to understand what Tosis means in terms of his solution for Boshes, but that's a separate inyan. But Lemaisa, the basic klal advarim of Tosis is this fantastic yisod, that a Bala Takala is no longer chayiv if the hezek of the Takala was brought about by an Adam who acted the Kavana. And the major question, I guess we'll have to deal with Mir Hashem the next year, we will have time for Parsha, is really why this is true. And there's all different svaras that it can be suggested here. Why is this true? Why does the Bala Takala lose his chiyuv just because there was some involvement of an Adam who brought about the hezek of the Takala? What is it about me? Where's Tosis coming from? Is it because vis-a-vis that it's like a Ruach She'ena Metzuya? Is that the pshat? That we don't expect people to walk crazy in the street? Is that what it means? I don't know. The Umaysa hezek could have occurred in all kinds of other ways. What do you call that? Tchilaso, the pshia self of onus. That wouldn't be enough to patter you if your whole tchilaso onus is chayiv. So then that doesn't work. So what exactly is the pshat? Yeah, Yaakov and Michal.
Maybe you can answer this question by learning klal. Isaac was saying that you meant to push, but just not to the boar. So there it's not like there was a kavod and pushing to the boar, but there was a form of pshia. He still tried to push. So then we could say that it's Karev L'Mezid.
Yeah, okay.
It's just not that there's a
to think about ways you can sort of, I think you can say right there, there's other ways to say it also. Exactly what's the level here? Kavana, Karev L'Mezid, but not Kavana. Maybe what you're saying is possible. Yeah.
Can we say because Adam was the Bardas,
is like the first balabor replaced it there. It was a certain level of a mazik. But then when another Adam came in, there's a certain level of that lifted to another level. So therefore, the original Adam didn't create that level of mazik.
But he didn't make. He made that mazik. He caused that mazik to be mazik. But the mazik, the hezek had a, the takal had a potential mazik without him too. He just actualized. He brought out the potential. He actualized the potential of that hazard. I mean, you're saying that it's an ash. He made an ash. You're saying he made it an ash. He created. You're saying a bor by ash, but by bor that wouldn't necessarily be true. What you're saying is more true by ash than by bor. The Gemara in Dun Gimel is the case. The bor was ready to mazik passively. Here you're saying he made it into an ash. It's a different svara. It's an interesting svara. What you're saying. This becomes the ruach mitzuya. This became the koach acher. It's a nice svara, but it's not going to help for bor. You see. Look at the quick vort on the same.